good chance at winning if it was not of the Velodrome and the sport of Cycling Canada and all the staff around us. You know, that made the difference. We've been for 4 years second to Venezuela, 4 years in a row, and now we come to the Games, which is the biggest event, you know. So, and we're able to nail it, absolutely. Well, the only thing that changes the home base. So, yeah, I attribute a lot of our success to this, but of course, like, riders like me and Joe Veloce have been, like, you know, on the grind for years, and maybe now we're just reaching a point where we're good internationally, so it's kind of coincidental at the same time.
And you moved here, I believe, from California.
From California. 4 years in California, and now just moved in.
So what is in the future? Are you going to stay in Milton as a team and train here for the next Olympics?
Yeah, all the way to Rio for sure. And then hopefully we can continue like in the future, like until Tokyo.
What are your expectations for those events, given your success here?
Well, I'm expecting 3 medals in 3 events. I already said it. So the gold medal today, it really put a little bit of pressure off, because I can, you know, breathe a little for the next day or so. But I need to really nail it tomorrow at the qualification. And I won medals individually in that Pan Am Champ, so all the other riders are going to be on the look for me, so I'll do my best, definitely.
And you started in the sport pretty late, like 17.
17, yeah. 17, yeah.
Do you think, like, if you were living around the Toronto area and this facility existed, you could have started this sport earlier?
Oh, of course, and I could have been, like, by now I'd probably be world champion, so that's... It's an amazing opportunity for those kids around, you know, those 8-9 years old kids who love bikes. We could just have the next world champion in our backyard, and we don't know yet, but it's going to come and come quickly.
How does it feel inspiring those kids?
It's been tremendous. I mean, I think I'm from up north. I really put the emphasis on, you know, get people like on small community up north to really pursue their dream, no matter what it is. And hopefully I inspire a couple of them to just go out and, like, push forward, and even though sometimes no one agrees, you know, just go for it. Thanks. Thank you. I'm really happy. Gold, it can't get better than gold. Gold with a second almost advance, it's... Yeah, 4 years in a row, we've been second to them, you know. So, now it's just the way we beat them. It's really it's inspiring for the team, you know, in the future. Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, just from being here, you know, we're 2 times faster than at Worlds, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, it's really us going forward. Like, I think they've always been extremely consistent, but never really pushed to the next level in the past 4 years, but we went on a, you know, great streak. So no, this is all the difference. Really, having a coach is just yeah, exactly. 2 silver medal at the Olympics. I mean, a guy like this, when he tells me to do something in training, I trust him completely. And I think even more than this, he understands how most athletes think. The thought process, because we're different creature, you know. So, but yeah, he nails it, you know. He knows exactly how, if we're too stressed, too this, too that. So, no, exactly. So, on a daily basis, he's there to support us, and that's been just, a dream come true for me. Yeah, thank you.
How much of a chance did you have to ride here before?
4 months. 4 months.